It's earnings season on Wall Street, the time when companies report their quarterly profits and losses. So far, most companies continue to do well when it comes to the bottom line. This quarter's reports are announced at a time when many investors seem to be paying more attention to company earnings than they have in the past few years. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Earnings are the most traditional benchmark used by Wall Street to determine what a company is worth, and suddenly they appear to be back in vogue. Larry White is a professor of economics at New York University's Stern School of Business.
In the end, it is earnings that matter. Today's earnings may be, though not always, a good guide, a good guess as to earnings in the future.
And White says while profits always mattered, there was a trend among some investors, especially buyers of technology stocks, to discount them.
Earnings really have been, they always have been, will continue to be the important thing. And even for the dot-coms, it's really the promise of future earnings.
Strong earnings reports helped to power the major stock averages higher just days after last week's big market plunge. The Nasdaq yesterday was up more than 7%, its second largest one-day gain ever. Shares in Dow component Johnson & Johnson closed up $4 a share, and Pfizer, whose line of best-selling drugs include Celebrex and Viagra, closed higher after the company reported higher earnings as well. White says markets are boosting values of profitable brick-and-mortar companies and bringing them more into line with technology firms.
Improved technology has been permeating the entire economy, making old economy companies more efficient, as well as providing the driving force for the new economy. And so, to some extent, yeah, they are coming together.
There is no assurance strong earnings will be enough to keep the current stock market rally alive. Influential companies will continue to report earnings all week long, including Apple Computer, Microsoft, and UPS. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.